Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. The latest coronavirus wave here has come fast and furious. Johns Hopkins University is reporting more than 144,000 new cases yesterday alone, with more than 1,900 deaths. Both are records. In Missouri and Wisconsin, one in three tests is positive. In New York State, an early epicenter of the coronavirus, they're taking swift action as the positivity rate climbs to its highest point since June. Governor Andrew Cuomo is announcing a new curfew. Bars, restaurants, and gyms to close at 10 p.m. Gatherings in private homes now limited to 10 people.
If these numbers keep going crazy, you have some scientists who believe we're going to go back to a close down. I'm just praying that doesn't happen.
Texas has just become the first state with more than 1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, with El Paso now the nation's new epicenter. Janet Chamblian of CBS is at an overcrowded hospital there watching
ambulance after ambulance pulled up, and they would go into these makeshift tents that have been set up in front of the hospital, a COVID triage, if you will.
Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and Dr. Rob Miller, who has served in Afghanistan, heads a military medical unit rushed in to help in El Paso, and tells the American ABC,
even compared to any experience I've had in my training or since deployment, it's also the busiest I've ever seen a hospital.
In North Dakota, hospitals are experiencing staff shortages so severe that some healthcare workers with asymptomatic COVID have been called back in. Across the country, frontline workers tell of the heartbreak of watching patients slip away.
It's just hard to see somebody passing in front of your eyes. You're gowned up and you can't see your face and you can't feel the touch of skin to skin. It's just extremely sad.
And the coronavirus death count here is now more than 242,000. But all is not gloom and doom. Just listen to the U.S. government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The cavalry is coming here. Vaccines are going to have a major positive impact. So if we could just hang in there, do the public health measures that we're talking about, we're going to get this under control, I promise you.
So Millsy and Basil, as we charge into the weekend, the cavalry is on the way.